107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's coming up, Stratford Relay for Life with Canadian Cancer Society. Joining us on the phone line is Julia Wilkinson with all of the details. Julia, it's great to chat again.
Jamie, thank you so much for having me back on the air and for all of your support for Relay for Life. It's been incredibly helpful, so really happy to be talking to you this morning.
All right, Julia, let's get the rundown for the Stratford Relay for Life. It is set for June 11th, so this is coming up fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's June 1st today. It feels like August 1st with the weather, but we are 10 days out from event day, which, as you said, is Saturday, June 11th. We'll be at Stratford Intermediate School from 5:30 to 10:30 p.m., and we're so thrilled to have more than 100 people and nearly 20 teams already registered. And we've raised $35,000, which is about 60% of the fundraising goal. So
that's
we're
great.
Well on our way, but there's still time for people to register if they want to sign up, and they can do so at relayforlife.ca/Stratford. For people who maybe don't have a team and want to join a team, they can join my team.
Oh, for sure.
Mary's Ribbon of Life, and I know that is the same for many members of the committee. We all have our own teams, and we're always happy to welcome new team members. So, you know, Walking on Sunshine, that's Lisa Van Osh, the Rejays, the Purple Posse. So, you know, 10 days out, if you're feeling like you want to join, you know, you still have time to join us.
Oh, absolutely. It is going to be an incredible evening. So as you mentioned, it's at Stratford Intermediate School, starting at about 5:30 p.m. through till 10:30 p.m. Now, it's been a while since we have done this in-person event for Stratford Relay for Life. Can you sort of spotlight the events through the evening?
Absolutely. So the event starts at 5:30, as you said. There will be an opening ceremony, and we have a wonderful MC who is you. So we're so happy to have you MCing for us, Jamie. It will start with the opening lap will be the Participants of Hope, which some people know those better as the Survivors. They're now being called the Participants of Hope. They will do the opening lap. There will be a luminary ceremony at the end of the event with a bagpiper. So that will be obviously very meaningful and emotional for people. We'll have a closing celebration. We'll recognize the top team and fundraiser. We'll announce the amount of fundraising dollars that the community has raised. There's going to be a DJ with music. There's going to be Zumba, thanks to Inspired by Fitness. There will be kids activities, including we're going to have a clown, so that will be really exciting. There's going to be pizza provided by Domino's. And one of the things that we're really excited about is we have a fantastic silent auction with tons of coveted products from local businesses. And this is one of the best things about Stratford and the surrounding area is not only are the local businesses so, so generous, but we have great restaurants, great stores. So there's some great stuff that people are going to be able to bid on. You know, if you're into fashion, we've got items from Dan and Nicole. If you're a foodie, there's a Mercer Hall gift certificate. I know my dad is going to be all over that. For all our beauty people, you know, we've got gift certificates to Christine Elizabeth, Grotto, AJ's Hair Studio. There's a $100 gift card to Swanson's, car washes from Halo. I mean, I don't even want to get into it because I'm leaving so many out. Like, this is just the tip of the iceberg. So. Yeah. Definitely come out. You're going to want to bid on these items. All the funds are going to go to Canadian Cancer Society. And I just, on behalf of the entire committee, I just want to say a huge, huge thank you to all the local businesses who have supported us and provided us with these great products and gift cards and funds to help bring this event back to life.
Oh, we so look forward to it. My gosh, this is the 22nd Relay for Life in Stratford, and certainly an invitation for anyone who hasn't been able to be a part of this, certainly through the pandemic, of course, but an invitation. It's a fun evening. It's a community event, and I tell you also, too, the luminary celebration, boy, it's so heartfelt. I mean, it's fun with the community teams, but boy, that luminary celebration is so heartfelt.
Yes, absolutely, and it'll be my first time being able to see it in person, so I'm really looking forward to it, which is a bit of an odd thing to say because I know it's a touching sort of more somber moment for everybody in an evening that is otherwise really high energy and a lot of fun, but it's a reminder of why we're all doing this. We're all sort of coming together because we're a part of something greater than ourselves, and we're all in service of this greater goal of raising funds for the Canadian Cancer Society and helping, you know, create more survivors and remember those that, you know, we love and that we've lost. And I think that after 2 years of you know, rampant disconnection, it'll be so nice for the community to come together and connect and all be a part of this. And I agree. I'm really looking forward to the luminary ceremony. I mean, nobody look at me in that moment because I'll probably be, you know, crying my eyes out at that point.
And Julia, it's so wonderful to have you part of this event. Julia Wilkinson and all the great volunteers and committee members with Stratford Relay for Life. So mark it down for Saturday, June 11th. We'll see you at Stratford Intermediate School. There is also a Facebook page, Relay for Life Stratford, on Facebook. Of course, we'll share it on our socials as well. And Julia, we'll chat again next week just before the big event.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Jamie.